Thank you for tuning in to Suck Less. Today is the 10th day of January 2022, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about goal setting. I'm not going to teach anything about goal setting. I have some really great goal setting podcast episodes last year in 2021. We talked a lot about how to set goals. I talked about different ways to track your goals and just lots of different ideas to sort of set goals and make plans for yourself and resolutions and that sort of thing. Vision boarding, all kinds of different ways to sort of set intentions. So there's a ton of really great episodes last year, if that's something you're interested in learning about. I had planned on doing some this year, and I still might, but I've put a lot of great content out, I think, so far this year, and sometimes there's just not enough time to do everything, and that's totally okay. So today, though, I do want to talk about goal setting, but what I want to talk about is, here it is the 10th day of the month, and I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably somebody who already sets goals. Maybe you listen to my podcast to get inspiration, to get motivation, to sort of keep yourself on track, hear how I'm doing, hear how other people are doing, get inspired in some way, but you're already the kind of person who wants more for yourself. You know, somebody who is goal focused or self-improvement focused, which is great. And I think that's a lot of the reason why people are here. I'm very much self-improvement focused as well. But we know we're not perfect. We always know there's room for growth. So thank you for being here and thanks for being on my podcast. I know that a lot of you already have goals. So I have lots of friends who I talk to about goal setting and goal planning. And I'm always asking people at work, people, you know, who are just my close friends who aren't at work. I ask them, like, what's your goal? What are you doing? What's your, you know, how are you doing with your diet? Or how are you doing, you know, learning this or learning that? Or what are you trying to do to better yourself? I might not use those words, but I probably already know what they're doing. So I like to engage them and get them talking about things that they are doing to improve themselves or, you know, to improve their learning or to better themselves or just broaden their horizons in some way. So I have some friends who are learning to embroider like I am, and I have one friend who is just like knocking it out of the park. I think she's done maybe 3 days of embroidering and discovered in doing this that she has this intense gift. So she's so good at it. She's like showing that she's a really good artist and that she's really good at this needlepoint thing. And I haven't even bought my stuff yet. So I'm a little behind on that, but it's really neat to watch my friend sort of blossom with this new hobby that she, you know, and this talent that she didn't even know she had. So she just discovered it. So keep in mind, it's never too late to discover a talent that you might have or an interest that you have. You know, I had brought this up to her out of the blue, like, let's try this embroidery thing and keep a journal, like an embroidery journal. And she was like, okay, let's do it. And she was so excited. She went out and she bought all the stuff. And then bam, she found out that it's something that's really relaxing to her. She enjoys it a lot and she's really super good at it. So that's one example of, you know, how one of my friends is sort of tackling her goals. And, you know, a goal doesn't always have to be, oh, I want to run a 5K. It could be, I want to learn something new. So this is one way that we're doing it. And of course, I have a lot of friends who are on diets. And there are diets from A to Z. So we all already know this. And if you're like me, if you're someone who's struggled with weight for a long time, you've probably already tried every single diet. And maybe some of those that I'm going to talk to you about. So I'm on a vegan diet, which if you listen is something that I've been trying for a very long time and I'm on and off with it, but I'm into it for 3 weeks now pretty consistently and I'm so super happy about it. I haven't eaten meat in over 3 weeks, so that is amazing and awesome and I'm so proud of myself. That's my diet, but I have friends who are doing keto. I have friends who are doing very low carb diets because there is a difference between keto and low carb. So if you have questions about that, you can always reach out to me through Instagram or through email or however it is that you want to reach me. You can leave a message, even a voice message through Anchor, or maybe another app that you use to listen to podcasts. You can leave me a voice message or a message that way. But anyway, friends who are doing keto or very low carb, I have friends who are doing just, you know, intuitive eating, which I'm also trying to do in addition to a vegan diet. I have friends who are, you know, just trying to watch their portion sizes, or who are maybe doing meal replacements for one meal a day. So I have friends doing all different things, which is awesome, because not everybody, you know, not everybody can be consistent with the same type of diet. So the magic in choosing a diet is choosing something that works for you that you can do for the long haul. So it's not just to shed 20 pounds. It's just that you can maintain it consistently and make it a lifestyle and something that you can maintain for a really long time and stay healthy with. So all these friends with all these different plans, and so far it seems like everybody's doing a really good job. So I'm so excited for everybody. One of the reasons I want to talk is because one of my friends is on keto and she's really proud of herself. She's already dropped 5 pounds. This was a big deal for her to finally like dig in and do this. I think she's tried off and on here and there with different diets. And she may have even tried keto before, I'm not sure, but something hit her. And this time she's like, I've got to do it. It's got to happen. And the big deal was that she got hubby on board. So getting her hubby on board and having him as a support system for her, I think was really helpful, because now they can do it together. But this weekend, they cleaned out their cupboards. So they cleaned out their cupboards, and then she brought into work today all of the high-carb foods that were in her cupboards. So when you're on keto, any food with carbs is high-carb. So you can't eat anything with refined sugar. You can't eat chocolate chips, which she had in there. You can't eat instant pudding, which she had. You can't eat pasta, which she had. You can't eat crackers. You know, you can't even eat fruit on a keto diet except for berries. So it's, keto is not carb friendly at all. Like, you can't even buy tortillas that say keto friendly. I would not buy anything like that if you're on a keto diet. Don't buy anything that's labeled keto. If it's labeled keto, it is not right for your diet. That's just a marketing ploy. Anything that has a label that says keto on it, I would stay away from it, because it's processed and it does have carbs in it. It's just got fewer carbs than maybe is allowed for a day of keto. So they can label it in that way. The food industry is really tricky in the way that they label and market to us. So we just have to be super careful. If you remember way back in the day, probably in the 90s, when low fat was a big deal, everything was labeled low fat, and all of us were eating low fat foods. We were eating low fat cheese, low fat sour cream, low fat yogurt, low fat snack wells, low fat cookies. And they still had to have flavor in them. So what they would do instead of fat is they would replace that fat with sugar. So instead of eating a high fat food, we were just eating a shit ton more sugar. So that was not ideal either. So be really careful with labels. And I mean, if it has a label that says keto, I just wouldn't buy it at all. So anyway, she unloaded all of her her pantry and brought it all into work, so that other people who still eat those types of food could, you know, take what they wanted. So she brought in potatoes, which I took because I can eat carbohydrate-rich foods. I just don't want to eat, you know, sugar necessarily, or refined sugar. I don't want to eat the I don't want to eat the pudding, or I don't want to eat the chocolate chips, but I certainly want to eat the potatoes. And she brought, you know, like I said, she brought in pudding, she brought in pasta, she brought in ramen, she brought in all these foods, quote unquote, that were high carb because they didn't suit her diet. And she was going to make sure that she doesn't have any sorts of foods like that, that don't serve her well in her home anymore, which I think is amazing. What I thought of as I viewed this pile of stuff on the table today at work was, I'm looking at all of it and I thought, oh my gosh, all this food was in her pantry. And a lot of us, Americans especially, a lot of us have pantries that look very similar to that. That's what our grocery store aisles look like, and that's what our pantry looks like, filled with cereal and pudding and instant this and instant that, and boxes and bags and crackers and pasta. And none of it is food. So I thought, oh my gosh, the only thing really on this table today that's food are the potatoes. So I took the potatoes, but that's all that was food. Even the pasta, I don't consider food because it was enriched pasta. It wasn't a whole grain pasta. If it had been a whole grain pasta, I would consider that a food. But I flipped over the bag or the box of pudding mix out of curiosity to read what was in it. And I wish I would have brought it home just so that I could read the ingredients all over again. But it was high fructose corn syrup and dextrose. And I mean, there may have been some chocolate in it. I don't even know. But it was mostly sugar and chemicals and additives and colorings. So that was not food. Anything that's like just created in the lab is not a food. So that was just, I don't know that it was eye-opening to me because I am already aware that this is happening, but it did draw in my attention and get me to look at it and say, holy crap, like all this was in her pantry and this is what she's feeding herself and her husband. And, you know, she probably fed her children when they were young, and I certainly fed my child when she was young. Now she's old enough to make her own choices, and some of these foods she still eats, but I think she's becoming more aware and eating healthier foods as well. But I really like to inspire everyone to look at what you're eating. So no matter what your diet is, whether you're intuitive eating or keto or vegan or just cutting back on calories, if you're doing a Mediterranean diet, whatever your diet is, I want to encourage you to eat whole foods. You know, whatever it is, eat whole foods. If you're on a keto diet, you know, I did a keto diet with a lot of pepperoni and a lot of lunch meat, a lot of cheese, a lot of hot dogs. I just ate a lot of processed food, and I lost a lot of weight that way. But I was not nourishing my body. I was eating a lot of extra sodium, which sodium we're finding out really isn't the bad guy, especially when you're on keto. But I didn't need it. I was eating a lot of extra oils. And I know the whole idea behind keto is to eat fats, but it doesn't necessarily mean eating refined fats, refined oils. When keto talks about eating fats, they're really talking about wholesome fats. We should be eating whole avocados and whole olives and maybe even whole coconut just to get nutrition along with our fat, because you figure a tablespoon of fat is like 200 calories and it's completely nutritionally devoid. There's no nutritional value in oil at all. It's just completely fat and calories. You don't get anything from it. If you eat avocado, on the other hand, you're going to get fiber, which you need in your diet. Fiber is the most important thing in your diet. I'm learning that more and more as I'm trying to be vegan, because people keep asking me, like, how are you getting your protein? Where do you get your protein? And I'm thinking, what you should be asking me is, where do I get my fiber? And I did not invent that saying. I got that from Dr. Greger. If you follow nutritionfacts.org, Dr. Greger, he's an amazing man who's done a lot of research and has a team of people who do research on nutrition. And fiber is more lacking in anyone's diet than any sort of protein ever has been or probably ever will be. So, you know, if you eat a whole avocado or whole olives, you're getting all that fiber and you're getting all kinds of vitamins and minerals that you are not getting when you have a teaspoon or a tablespoon of olive oil or even coconut oil or avocado oil on your food. So you can add that, and, you know, keto encourages you to do that. Keto encourages you to put a big blob of butter on top of your steak, and you can do that to get your fat up, but I just don't think it's ideal. So think about where you're getting your food, think about where you're getting your nutrients, and no matter what diet you're doing, no matter which diet you're following, make sure it's nutrient dense and make sure that it's whole food, and make sure that it's, if you're trying to lose weight, that it's not calorically dense. If you're trying to gain weight, you want it to be calorically dense, but I say go calorically dense and nutritionally dense. You know, I was telling my friend today, because she pulled the Ritz crackers out of the pile today. She took the box of Ritz crackers. She's like, okay, let me look at this and see how many are in a serving. I said, okay. So she looked, and they're in a sleeve. There's 13 crackers, but a serving of crackers is just 5 crackers. So in that, there were 2 servings in each sleeve plus 2 more crackers. So most people are probably going to eat the whole sleeve. I don't remember how many calories she said was in it, but I told her, I said, think about this. I said, think about, because she had some grapes sitting next to her. So think about if you ate 1 pound of crackers and you ate 1 pound of grapes, how many calories are in each? So the pound of crackers is going to have a whole lot more calories than the pound of grapes. But the pound of grapes is going to have a whole lot more nutrition. And more than likely, you're not going to be able to eat a whole pound of grapes because you're going to get full before that. The crackers, on the other hand, you could probably eat 1 pound and not even feel it in your stomach and then get, you know, hungrier again later because it's going to jack up your blood sugar and probably make you hungry later. And all that soggy cracker stuff is just going to melt away in your stomach and you're not going to feel it. So think about foods that are calorically nutritionally dense and maybe lighter on the calories, and things that are just really going to fill you up and satisfy you, and foods that are whole foods, not stuff that's coming in a package. I'm not saying no to all packaged foods. I love me some Impossible Burgers. I'll tell you, I love those things. I mean, they make the transition to being a vegan so much easier because they're so stupid delicious. But that's not what I want to eat, you know, the majority of my time. I still want to make sure that I'm eating lots of whole grains and lots of green vegetables and non-starchy vegetables, and also some starchy vegetables like potatoes and carrots and beets and delicious things like that. So I just wanted to come on here today, talk a little bit about that, talk a little bit about how I see everybody doing so well already this year with their goals, maybe get you thinking about your goals. Like I said, go back to last year if you need some goal planning videos, or I'm sorry, goal planning audio, because I've got a lot of podcast episodes on goal setting and goal planning. Or reach out to me. I can give you some advice. And I probably will do some here in a little bit. I've got lots of plans for the new year, like I said before, about things that I want to talk about. But it seems like every day I come up with something else. So there's only so much time in a day. And today, this is what I came up with. Thank you so much for listening. Suck less.